In 2007, the Department of Land and Natural Resources adopted rules restricting lay fishing with gill nets. The nets are prohibited when they're left unattended and cannot be longer than 125 feet. They must also be checked every 2 hours and can only be in the water for up to 4. Here's DLNR Enforcement Chief Jason Radula.
The most regulated method for the use of a gill net is a lay net method. And it's because typically people would leave a net out in the water for extended periods of time. And the very dangerous thing about nets is that they don't discriminate what it kills.
It's also illegal to use lay nets within 3 miles of the shoreline and in certain parts of Oahu, like areas of Kaneohe Bay. When the two boaters pulled the net out of the bay, they say several people who claimed to own the net chased them to get the equipment back, but then fled. The boaters took the net to the Kaneohe Marine Corps base and left it with an officer. Alan Friedlander is a director of the UH Fisheries Ecology Research Laboratory. He says the rules have helped replenish a few species of fish.
Some research we've done in Kailua Bay and some other places on the windward coast over the last couple decades seems to point to the fact that OEO and moy may have been rebounding in some places where lay gill nets have been banned. That's the good news. The bad news is that there is still a fair amount of gill netting that's going on.
Friedlander says lay nets indiscriminately catch wildlife, including sea turtles, and they damage coral. The boaters say their craft got tangled in the net, and that's why they decided to pull it out. DLNR's Radula advises residents to report illegal lay nets by calling his department.
We really don't encourage the public to remove nets from the water just because, one, it's other people's property, and we don't want to get into a situation where it could look like a theft situation, nor would we want anybody to get hurt when they're removing the net.
Friedlander would like to see more than just enforcement of the law. He says Hawaii needs better fisheries management and more marine protected areas to care for the state's ocean resources. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.